So he called me up and he said, come up and talk to Johannes, because he said, we just heard you got fired. And he said, Johannes wants to talk to you. And I went up and got hired up there. And the second or third day I was there, I'm always early. And I went up early, and it was a hot, humid day. And I had my white shirt and bow tie and everything. I left that in the car until we got set up. And Johannes had taken me on a tour, so I knew where the ice machine was. I thought, well, I'll get the ice up for the water pitchers and what have you. I forgot that you went down these steps in this old building, and there was like a 3-foot drop off into the pastry department.
Is this in the Austrian tea
house? Beg pardon?
Is this in the Austrian tea house? Where was...
No, this was the main building.
In the main building.
This was an old farmhouse that they added on to.
Oh, right. This is pre-1980. That's right.
Yeah.
Old. Okay.
And
yeah.
And I fell. And, of course, having had two back operations, it didn't feel too good.
Oh.
And I tried to work for about 4 more days, and I just couldn't do it. And I was out of it mentally. I had the house in Morrisville. And I had to do breakfast, and I never have any trouble getting up. And I got up around 6 o'clock and got in the car. And where did I end up? At the lodge. And I just fell apart. And
what year is this?
It was before my mother moved up here, so it must have been around 74, around in there.
Okay.
No, it was later than that, because I got my license. I was late getting my driver's license. I think I got that in 75.
Okay.
And so I didn't stay. I was only in traps for 4, 5, 6 days or something. And then I got a call from one of the girls called me from the front desk at the lodge and said, that was unfortunate what happened to you. But she said, Gerhard wants to talk to you. in other words, and I had gone in and given my notice to make it official. And he said, what am I going to tell Mr. Rush? And by this time, I already had the job at Traps. He said, well, what am I going to tell the guests? He said, because I had 3 or 4 captains in the dining room with me, and 3 of them were junior alcoholics, and one of them couldn't get out of bed in the morning. He'd come in and raise hell. If I took a night off, I came back, I didn't have staff. The next day, he'd fired 3 of them. So I got very tired of these. They had worked busboy at the lodge or at Stohoff or someplace, and Gerhard had palmed them off on me for captain, and I got stuck with him for a whole season. So we had a girl from North Carolina. I had several girls from North Carolina. Of course, I hired them because they came in with manners. You know, everything was yes, sir, yes, ma'am, you're hired. and they were so good. They were trained so fast and so well. And I had one that was particularly good with guests. And so she called me up and wanted to come back for the winter because she was a teacher.
Wait, so you then, I just want to make sure I understand. So you went back and started working at the lodge again?
No, at the toll house.
Okay, so you, after you left, you went to work at Traps for a few days.
Right.
Got hurt. Then you got called back over to...
No, I went, did I go, where did I go? I went home. I went back to Philadelphia, and I worked at the Union League for... I guess about 6 months, and I applied for a couple jobs at the Poconos.
And you did, your back just healed on its own?
Or
you eventually just recovered from your injury, from your fall?
Right, and I hadn't changed my, I guess, I don't know whether it was my driver's license, something to do with the car.
Mm.
And I had to clear it through Vermont, and I was waiting at the top of the steps. I was offered a job at the Pocono Hersha Hotel. Hans Mueller, he had been a captain in the dining room there, and went down to Hersha. Mm-hmm. He had been there for, went up the ladder and became maitre d' there, and he's the one who hired me. We just knew each other by reputation. And I was waiting to go up and make it official. I was waiting for the car, and I got this call. I reached him back, and man, it was I know her name as well as my own. I don't know what's wrong with me.
No, you're doing great. No.
Mr. Roos' daughter.
Caroline.
Can't make Carolyn Roos? Is that it?
Carolyn?
That doesn't sound right.
Maybe that's... Is it
I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
And it was her. She had graduated to being assistant manager, and they had made a few changes. In the meantime, Gerhard had lost his job, and they brought somebody else in to replace him as manager, and she was like assistant manager. And she called up and she said, "Would you be willing to come back the 1st of June? And of course, my heart was still there.